The logic that usually goes with that is that this child is just a part of the woman's body until the child is born. Scientifically, that's utterly false. You have to recognize that this child has his or her own eyes and ears and mouth and nose and, you know, all of these parts of the body. You also have to realize that half the time, this preborn child is male. So in that case, not only is every cell of this child's body different with a different DNA, but then every pregnant woman, if this child is really just a part of her body, has two noses, four legs, two sets of fingerprints, two brains, two circulatory systems, two skeletal systems, and half the time she also has male genitals. Well, that's silly. You know that the child's male genitals do not belong to the mother. Neither does the rest of that child's body. So we now have a scenario in which we must recognize that these are two separate human beings. Now the question is it reasonable or unreasonable to expect someone to be inconvenienced temporarily in order to allow another human being to live? And I've had this discussion on a radio program with a pro-choice person who was saying, how can you expect a woman who doesn't want to carry this child to do it? And I say, well, you know, in a given case, often women are going in something like that. Earliest abortions are at 8 weeks along of development, and often it's 10 weeks, it's 12 weeks, it's later in the first trimester. All right, they now have babies that are born at even down to 19 weeks, but frequently 20 to 22 and certainly 24 weeks, end of second trimester, babies who do fine in these neonatal units. So we are not even talking about 9 months of pregnancy before that child can be viable outside of the womb, but often we're actually talking 3 months. From the time that a woman otherwise would get an abortion, she knows she's pregnant, she's deciding on the abortion, she says, can you hold on for 3 months? Often it's 2 months. Can you hold on for 2 months? And of course, if a woman is getting a second trimester abortion, it may be even now if it's late second trimester. And I think the partial birth abortion is the classic example of that. This child is viable. This child can be delivered and adopted into a family of the million of Americans that are waiting to adopt. But then to think that being pregnant now means not just that I don't have to put up with the convenience, but that even when the child is viable, it's like having the right to have a dead child as opposed to giving that child up.